So, Tara, you actually leave today for spring training in Arizona. It's always an exciting time.
Yeah, really hard duty, Amanda.
Right.
No, it's one of my favorite assignments and favorite things I'm looking forward to going down there. And I'm curious to see, once again, a whole bunch of, like last year, national publications, not picking the Indians to win the World Series like Sports Illustrated did, but they're picking them to win the Central Division.
Yeah. And mostly because of that pitching.
Exactly. And whether they just say pitching 70 or 80% of the game. So I'm curious to see how it is, because so far it's the middle of camp and they haven't had the guy grab his elbow or somebody else. All the pitchers have been that matter have been thrown pretty well. In fact, Corey Kluber, I think, has gone 10 innings this spring without allowing a run.
Wow.
So that's exciting. Carrasco's been terrific. And so we're going to be looking at some of those. Tyler Naquin's become like designated phenom, thank goodness. He's hitting over 400 this spring. He's got a chance to be the opening day center fielder.
So he's still in the running for that.
Oh, yeah, they want him to win it.
Wow.
They won't say that, but they do because they – I mean, they're sitting there, and the rest of the candidates are, Will Venable, and if you don't know these names, that's understandable, Robbie Grossman and Colin Cowgill and just these sort of marginal guys. They play a little AAA, a little big leagues. They never hit in the majors. They signed a veteran outfielder named Rajah Davis. He's 35 years old, but they really see him more as kind of a left or right fielder. And I think they would like a guy who was their number one pick in the 2012 draft, Tyler Naquin, who hit a combined 300 between AA and AAA last year at the age of 25 to step in there and win this job.
Yeah. And does, I mean, can he have a really good spring and then kind of fall flat if he does get the starting job?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. But the thing is, Amanda, if you play Will Venable or Colin Cowgill or Robbie Grossman or the rest of these guys who have a track record of 600, 700, 1,000 big league at bats, where they're batting 231, you know, even if they play well for a couple weeks, it won't last.
Yeah.
But you take a younger player who you drafted in the first round to begin with. And see, what helps Naquin is he has an exceptional throwing arm, and he's above average in terms of range in center field. So it's not like you're putting a guy out there who's bad defensively and he better hit. He should be good. The only thing would be if all of a sudden, once in a while, a guy gets to the big leagues and can't catch a fly ball for whatever reason. But that shouldn't be a problem. And so I'll be looking at him. I'd be curious to see Mike Napoli, they're counting big on. He's hitting over 400 this spring.
I was just going to say, in all the game recaps, I keep seeing his name popping up
right.
as hitting these huge home runs.
Home runs and everything, and that's important. Now, the flip side is Lonnie Chisenhall, the last time I looked, had two hits all spring. Rajah Davis, the veteran they signed, had one.
Ooh,
so
that's not good.
That's one of those where now when I get out there, they got about, I think, 2 weeks of spring training left to go. They'll say, you guys can start hitting anytime you want.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, now is your moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then Juan Uribe, who they signed from the Dominican, keeps having visa problems. He came into camp late, and now he has to go back for some problem with his visa, which I don't understand all that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So hopefully, he's supposed to be the starting third baseman.
Yeah.
I'm like, get him in here and get him playing. I'm hoping that he'll be there. Because they're counting on him to play third. I mean, they took their team and they filled in with these one-year free agents.
Yeah.
Uribe for third, Napoli for first base, Rajah Davis to help out in the outfield. And you add all their salaries together, it's about $16 million. So they spent some money, but it's just for 1 year on those guys.
Yeah, okay. Now, what about Mike Clevenger? You mentioned him
right.
as a possible starting pitcher.
Yeah, they
pitcher.
Just sent him to the minors, but they'll bring him back. It's just like the other day.
Okay.
Brad Zimmer and Clint Frazier, who two of their other premier outfield prospects, they're not, quote, in big league camp, but they already played in some exhibition games.
Okay.
I remember a couple of years ago, I'd heard of Francisco Lindor, who was their number one pick. But then he comes up to play in an exhibition game in the big leagues with this little kid is what he looked like, Jose Ramirez. He was only like 19 and Lindor was 18. So they throw them out there in this preseason game against the Arizona Diamondbacks. And these guys are like pulling two double plays. And and I remember I was actually sitting with Marc Shapiro at this game. And I'm like, well, I knew Lindor. I go, who is this little kid at second base? He goes, oh, well, that's Jose Ramirez. And he had just played at Lake County in Class A. And so that's the cool thing about spring training, even though sometimes these guys are in a minor league camp, especially if the manager hears something about him or is interested, he'll bring him up for a game or two just to look at him.
Okay.
And I have seen, you know, players do that where then you get it. And the other thing that impressed me, too, about both of those guys,
yeah,
especially Lindor, was, I mean, this is like his first exposure, any sort of big league thing. This was like he's 19.
Yeah.
And he just acted like it was not a big deal.
Wow.
I'm fine. I'm supposed to play here.
That's cool. So you will be there. We're looking forward to hearing more. We're going to hear more from you next week from the sunny skies of Arizona. I'm jealous, but.
Yeah, well, I always tell people if you are a baseball fan and you ever do get a chance to go, take it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun. It's really relaxed, and it's one of those things that a lot of times there's certain sports things, at least for me, you go and you say, well, it was okay, but it wasn't what I expected.
Yeah.
In general, most of the fans I've talked to that have gone to spring training say it was all that and more. It was just so relaxed, and usually you could get autographs before or after the game fairly easy. It's just a different atmosphere.
All right. Have a safe trip. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks.